Welcome to Entanglement Radio, transcendent talk for the conscious mind. Join us for inspiring conversations with visionaries in spiritual science, new thought, and conscious healing. Explore the potential and infinite possibilities of what it means to be human with some of the best guests in radio. At Entanglement Radio, it is all connected. Now, here is your host, Angela Levesque, on the OM Times Radio Network.
And good day. You're listening to Entanglement Radio with Angela Levesque right here on the OM Times Radio Network. I'm coming to you live today from the beautiful foothills of the Rocky Mountains here in Boise, Idaho. I have a fantastic show for you today. We have best-selling author and angel expert Joanne Brocas on the program, and I'm very excited. In reading her book, she has the most fascinating and well thought out description of the way the body and soul connect and interact for our health and healing and just general well-being. And then how we take that and we connect with these beautiful celestial beings, angels, and again, just inspire our lives as well as use those frequencies for our healing. So I'm really, really excited to have that conversation. Coming up next week, we are going to be exploring our potential with a brain expert and author of The Neurogenesis Diet, Dr. Brant Courtwright. And we are going to be talking about neurogenesis and just really the potential of the human mind and brain and how we use that again for a very fantastic and fabulous life. So I'm excited about that. Last week was the first Wednesday of the month, and I forgot to announce our winner of the hashtag Entanglement Radio. So LV was our winner for August. So if you'd like to get in on this and win a free intuitive reading by myself, you can just go and just say, hey, I'm a listener, or I loved your show last week, hashtag Entanglement Radio on Twitter, or you can find me on Facebook at Hestia Health and Entanglement Radio and say, I'm a listener. And every month I put those names into a hat. And then at the beginning of the following month, I say who the winner is. So this week was LV. Congratulations. And so join that contest. And then there as well, there are still spaces left in my 6-week conscious weight loss class that begins on Monday. So I will tell you more about that at the end of the show, as well as more about my project, Fertile Light, where I want artists and creators. I've had quite a few people email this past week and send in submissions. So that's all fantastic. So we'll get to that more. But today we are talking all about angels with bestselling author and angel expert, Joanne Brocas. And I'm so excited because I've just been connecting with angels more and more, and they've really just started transforming my life. So let me introduce my guest. As an angel expert and angel medicine teacher and author, Joanne Brocas has more than 2 decades of experience in angelic communication and healing. Her first book, The Power of Angels, was a bestseller, prompting her to produce The Power of Angel Medicine to further assist her large audience of students and readers. As a child, Brocas communicated with her guardian angel, and she has maintained a clear connection with the angelic realm throughout her life. A popular and regular guest on radio, she writes articles on healing that have been featured in some of the world's leading healing magazines, including Awareness, Inspire Me Today, and Inner Self. She teaches board-approved online courses and healing programs internationally. So with that, I feel very honored and blessed to welcome Joanne Brocas to the show. Hello, Joanne. How are you doing?
Hi, Angela. It's a pleasure to be here.
Well, I'm excited to have you on. Like I said, your description in your book of the body and soul and our spiritual DNA and our physical DNA was some of the most interesting and explanations I've ever read. So I want to talk about that in a minute. We'll get to that, because I think we should start with our guardian angel, because I think you explain a little bit of the hierarchy in the book of the angelic realm, and they are kind of our closest angelic companions. So let's start with that. Tell us a little bit about our guardian angels and how we can best connect with them.
Everybody has a guardian angel, and they are so filled with divine and unconditional love for us. They absolutely delight in supporting us in our daily lives through the choices we make, the thoughts we think. They're always trying to uplift us, to so that we would choose or think or align with the highest possible choice, so divine love. So they help us to, they don't interfere with our free will, but they gently and, you know, it's like a process of impressing our energy, our consciousness with divine love. So at times where we may feel we are angry or we may want to react in a different way, our angel, our guardian angel would infuse us with divine love. So to help calm our nervous system and so that we hopefully react in a higher way that would be in alignment with divine love. So that's the main course of the reason why our angels draw close to us. They're always wanting to uplift us and for us to come higher. But there's other reasons that they're there for us. But God give us, each and every person, whether we believe or not, a guardian angel to guard, guide and protect us throughout our life, because we are never alone.
So in your bio, it says that you've been communicating with your guardian angel since you were a child. So is that something that you sought out? How did you initially make that connection?
Well, you know, when I was very young, I had meningitis. About when I was 1 year old, I had meningitis and I was in hospital for a long time. I've always wondered if this was the initial connection that began my awareness with the angels. But it absolutely began consciously for me when I was in primary school. And at the end of each night, we used to say the most lovely angel prayer. And I love this prayer so much. I thought, you know, I said it again. I repeated it again when I went home at night before I went to bed. I was really young now. And I firmly believe that this prayer was my way of keeping my connection to the spiritual realms, to the heaven realms, the celestial realms open. And from that point of praying every day and believing and knowing that my guardian angel was watching over myself and my family, I started to feel, sense and hear my guardian angel around me. And that totally stayed with me throughout my entire life. And I've been guided and watched over ever since.
I love that. One of the things that you said was interesting, and you talk about prayer and you talk a lot about God too. And you mentioned that, you know, some people believe in angels, but they don't believe in God. And in your book, you say that it's ultimately our, whether it's our guardian angels or the archangels, which we'll talk about in a little bit, but that they're taking our requests and our ask, or, you know, our requests for healing energy, and they're taking that to God. And so when we say thank you, we should always say thank you to God first and then to the angels. And so do you find that for some people, you know, having that conversation about God and it gets very connected with religion, that that inhibits their ability to really connect with their angels?
Yeah, I do, because this is why also God's divine plan is he knows that there will be a lot of people who believe in angels and don't believe in him. But it's impossible scientifically not to believe in God, because he's the creator of all. So he created the angels before he created man. So the angels didn't create themselves. So even if we believe in angels and we don't believe in God, we unconsciously do believe in God, because God created them. But yeah, I try not to bring religion into it, because there is only one God. It doesn't matter which path somebody's taken because of the culture and the country that they're born in and brought up in. There's angels in every religion in the world, and we all have a guardian angel, but it does get a bit personal for people when they want to speak to the angels, but they don't want to recognize that God is the creator of the angels. So the angels, when we pray, they take our prayers to God, and God delivers the answers through the angelic realm, through his celestial host, to help us with healing, with our needs and requirements. All of our prayers get heard and answered. And whether we believe in God or maybe we don't believe in angels, but we believe in God, the angels are always a part of divine prayer.
And in your book too, you explain, you talk about creation, and you say God is evolution and God is creation. So he is both. And that,
yeah.
And that, I think, too, right? Because there's a certain camp that is all thinks that those things have to be separate, that either you believe in science or you believe in God. And it precludes you from believing in angels, ultimately, if in your framework, there is only evolution. And you talk about the divine laws and the truth. And if you could just spend a few moments explaining how those things are not mutually exclusive, how they actually are connected.
You know, I love that. I love that you brought up this point, because I was only talking about this the other day. What I found absolutely fascinating about this, I wrote the manuscript for that. That was sent in. And literally a few weeks, maybe not even 2 weeks after that this was sent in, I heard from, not personally, through other people, that the Pope said the same thing. And I was like, whoa, that's such confirmation. The actual Pope said that. Now, I'm not Catholic. And like you said, I don't want to bring religion into it, because, but hearing that the Pope has got such love and light and a mass following throughout the world, and he also mentioned that God was in evolution and creation, I was like, what a confirmation, because God is the creator of all, and we do evolve over a process of time. So creation and evolution are two parts of the same thing. So it's like we only ever, scientists sometimes will just want to focus on science without looking into the creation, and the creationists will not want to look into the evolution. But every soul evolves and progresses. We're always in a constant state of evolution. The planet, the universe is consciously always expanding and evolving. So there's always movement, there's always growth, there's always change, there's always cycles. So God is in both. And just trying to separate God, or to make God just one thing and then something else in existence that doesn't include God, that's impossible, because God is in, you know, the creator of the universe, the multiverse, the entire celestial realms, the heaven realms, the earth, the planets, the orbit. It's impossible to separate God from creation and evolution when he's in both.
All right. Well, when we get back, I want to continue our conversation and talk about the archangels, and then get into this idea about our divine blueprint, which I just thought was incredible. So we will return our conversation with Joanne Brocast when we return on Entanglement Radio.
Your conscious connection to a more mindful world. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Dr. Kevin here, and I want to invite you every Thursday, 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern, to join me on the Dr. Kevin Show, where we have a diversity of guests who help you step outside the box, behind the curtain, and see what a load of crap is going on in the world today, so you have more information with which to make better decisions. We'll see you there. Namaste.
Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community. The number one reason girls drop out of school in sub-Saharan Africa is lack of access to feminine hygiene products. The Pads for Schoolgirls project, an outreach of Humanity Healing International, is changing this paradigm by setting up sewing programs at schools, teaching girls a vocational skill, while producing the reusable pads that help keep them attending classes. The girls pay it forward by making and giving pad kits to other girls in need. To learn more, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
September 23rd, mark that down on your calendar, put it in your phone, whatever you do, circle that date, 9 p.m. Eastern on OM Times Radio. Yes, it is the return of the Joe Show. We will come back live with season 9. Wow, 9 seasons. I can only think of 4. Winter, spring, summer, fall, salt, pepper, oregano, and thyme. No, anyways, we don't have that much time. We're going to be back live September 23rd. Don't forget. At 9 p.m. Eastern here on OM Times Radio.
Free your mind, expand your soul. OM Times Radio, IOM FM.
Welcome back. You're listening to Entanglement Radio with Angela Levesque right here on the OM Times Radio Network. We have best-selling author and angel expert with us today, Joanne Brocast. And So now I want to move on. We talked about guardian angels. I want to move on to the archangels because they are pretty big in the whole hierarchy of angels. So tell us a little bit about how they fit into the hierarchy and what their purpose is for humanity.
Oh, the archangels, they are such extraordinary beings of divine light. There's loads of archangels, but seven main archangels that are connected to the heart and mind of God and deliver divine frequencies, sometimes known as rays. I refer to them as divine light frequencies, from the heart and mind of God to humanity. So they are each responsible and an embodiment of a specific divine light frequency. Archangel Michael is concerned with and embodies the royal blue divine light frequency of God's power, his will, and God's truth and God's law. And it's such a powerful frequency. It's a frequency that's connected to divine protection. And the Archangel Michael is probably one of the most recognized archangels worldwide, universally. So this almighty angel, he is extraordinary. And whenever we call on him, we can receive immediate divine protection. Or whenever we pray to God for protection, the divine light frequency of royal blue and Archangel Michael will draw close to our consciousness as we are protected by God and God's will for our life. So the archangels are each responsible for this. And out of the seven, you can think of them as seven rays of the rainbow, the colors of the rainbow, so that I can give you an idea of the different frequencies that are involved. And Archangel Gabriel, another really well-known, universally known angel, is the embodiment of the white frequency of divine light, and this frequency is concerned with purity and cleansing, and it's just the most amazing divine light frequency to help calm our minds, clear our energies, the toxins in our bodies. We can receive so much help if we ask. Because we have free will, we need to ask. And a lot of people don't ask. And if you don't ask, you don't receive. So we need to learn to ask and ask more. And what we do by asking is we're in communion with a higher power. We're in prayer. We're in constant contact with God. And it is this way that lights our path. It literally lights up our life. It lights up our cells. It lights up our spiritual DNA and our physical DNA. And we are one with a higher power. And we become lights for others. Other people can see that, wow, this person is connected. This person is aligned. There's something about this person. And we literally light up to be an example to others. And it is all down to asking and prayer and communion and receiving these amazing, extraordinary, divine-like frequencies.
So one thing I found was interesting because, you know, because my background is in energy medicine and Reiki. And so as soon as I see the seven frequencies of archangels and the alignment with the colors of the rainbow, and you even talk about the seven spiritual centers, but you don't use the word chakra. And when you look at some of the frequencies, they are not traditionally aligned from my Reiki training, for example, with the colors that you would say with the solar plexus or, and so I was very intrigued, but I was also a little confused because you didn't actually use the word chakras, but at the same time, you were kind of outlining exactly where those seven centers would be. And yet the colors didn't correspond to what I normally know of. So how is angelic medicine different than energy medicine?
You know, that's a brilliant question because I give you the dominant color frequencies of the archangels compared to what is known in the Eastern world for the dominant color frequencies of the chakras. So even though I said energy centers specifically in the book, because I knew a lot of people are going to read the book that have never ever been introduced to Eastern medicine before or Eastern chakras before. So I wanted to specifically use the word energy centers so that it would help them to, you know, I didn't want them to just disregard it without reading it and trying it for themselves. And people have. The letters I've received are amazing because they've never heard of energy centers and chakras before. They've never heard of these. And they've been working on themselves, and it's really been helping them. But what happens is, because there are fifth dimensional energies, and these are aligned with new and higher energy centers and chakras, and there's 12, but I only mention 7 in the book. And the 12 energy centers are connected with even more archangels and ascended masters, such as Archangel Metatron, which I didn't mention in the book because we're moving into a different aspect of energy medicine and spiritual medicine. But the different chakras are aligned with the different archangels because of their talents and abilities and divine gifts. Archangel Michael is still connected to the throat chakra, which is turquoise and royal blue. So we might know it as turquoise blue in the Eastern medicine, but it becomes more of a royal blue with Archangel Michael. And Archangel Raphael, another well-known angel, he's aligned with the third eye chakra, which is usually indigo. The dominant frequency is indigo, although all colors are connected to every 7 chakra, but the dominant frequency in the Eastern world would be indigo, whereas with Archangel Raphael, it is emerald green. So you're going, they are working with the higher perceptions. It is more to do with the archangel's specific divine role and task rather than our bodily chakras. So the archangel that's connected to the third eye chakra, he is connected to divine science, Archangel Raphael, divine science and also divine healing, an amazing, known as God's healer. So he would help to shift our perceptions that are not in alignment with divine love by working through the third eye chakra. It's absolutely fascinating. So even though we still have the Eastern color there of indigo, Archangel Raphael's emerald green will be working on a much higher divine level to help us adjust our perceptions at that level.
Mm. And, you know, I love that. And as I was reading that, at first I felt a little like, oh, well, she's talking about chakras, but she's not using it. And now there's different. And it's so important to remember to be open and to open your mind and understand there's, you know, just kind of when you feel you have an understanding of things. And I think that that's kind of human nature, that it's good to be open enough to allow new stuff and new understandings to come in. And so I think that was actually very smart for you to use the word energy centers, because then it doesn't automatically take us and put us in that box that we may have already been accustomed to.
That's totally, you spot on right, absolutely. And that's what I wanted to do. I didn't want to put people off who have never been introduced to it before. I didn't want to confuse people, because there is a kind of confusion with the chakras. And even though we have dominant color frequencies, there's every color in each chakra, and they're only dominant frequencies when they're in balance. So it's like I didn't want to confuse people, so I specifically used the words energy centers, and I didn't even bring in the 12 energy centers. I wanted to make this book such an easy application for people who really truly wanted to help themselves and improve their health, and to make it as easy as possible without going into difficult, or even saying the names, the Indian names, the Sanskrit names of the chakras. I wanted to bypass all that to make it easy for people who've never been introduced to it before.
Yes. Is there going to be another book that takes it to the, you know, that goes to the 12 energy centers after this?
Yes, yeah, definitely. I'm so passionate about energy medicine and divine medicine, and this certainly is. But I'm currently writing just now my next book, and this is something that I'm extremely passionate about, and it is to do with divine prayers, and it's called Angel Prayers. This is going to be my next book, and it's all to do with the divine prayers and how we can truly bring in our own divine authority to be in charge of our lives, to change our health and everything connected to our life for the greatest good.
And the world, it just seems like, you know, obviously I do this show, so I talk to a lot of about energy medicine and angels and metaphysics and all of that. But it just seems to me like the world is ready for this information, that there is this opening up. And, you know, our Western medical model here in the United States is a little bit slow to adapt. But I just see it more and more in the general population, that we're ready to understand these things and to utilize them for our own health and healing.
Oh, certainly. That is absolutely. I actually, because I'm from the UK, I actually think America is so much more open spiritually to do with metaphysical help in healthcare. And the healthcare out here, they are more, to me, they are more open than the medical profession in the UK. But I think it's something that's improving everywhere and slowly but surely in the UK as well. But out here, I feel that because I've received great support from a few medical MDs, the doctors, and I'm just delighted with that, because we really do need this now. We need to look at other ways of healing rather than the use of toxic medications and drugs, which a lot of people do need and rely on. But if they can start to help themselves energetically and spiritually in other ways, they can maybe, with the doctor's permission, come off that or even reduce their dosage. And they'd be surprised how much more mindful they would feel, how much more present they would feel in daily life, because the use of the removal of the toxins and medication will bring us more into our body, more into our empowerment, and would increase our vitality tenfold. And we would be amazed. It would even extend our lives.
Well, we are coming up on a break here. And when we get back, and I said we were going to talk about this before, but when we get back, I want to talk a little bit about our original divine blueprint, because I think that's just a fascinating idea, as well as talk about the power of prayer. And one of the things I want to mention to my listeners, as we're having this conversation, in her book, she gives you ways to speak to each of the archangels and ways to connect and work with the angels for specific ailments, very common ailments. So there's lots of really interesting information. So we'll talk about that more with Joanne Brokaw here on Entanglement Radio with Angela Levesque. We will be right back after the break.
The cutting edge of conscious radio, OM Times Radio, IOM FM.
Matt Connerton here. Join Jen Coffey and I twice a week for Matt Connerton Unleashed, a political talk show that's a little different than what you're used to. No liberal or conservative agenda here, just an honest dialogue about truth and how things really work in the world of politics. Matt Connerton Unleashed, every Tuesday and Thursday night at 11 p.m. Eastern on OM Times Radio.
Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. OM Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single OM Times endeavor. Host your show with OM Times Radio Network. Have you ever wondered how to change your love paradigm? The secret key is finding a love partnership, not just a regular connection. How do you find these? Through conscious relationships. Ascending Hearts Dating is a dating site for people like you that believes in second chances and a different type of spiritual connection. Try Ascending Hearts for free today at ascendinghearts.com and change your love paradigm. Ascending Hearts, the premier dating community for the spiritually awake.
Looking for inspiration?
Want to be inspired?
Not sure where to go?
Find Mark and Kim every Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern on Inspired Living.
Topics will elevate consciousness and range from metaphysics to the human and social experience and all things spiritual.
Welcome to an inspired community that offers support, encouragement, and new ways of thinking. You are the inspired and the inspiration.
The best of the holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
All right, We are back here on Entanglement Radio with Angela Levesque. And my guest again today is bestselling author and angel expert, Joanne Brocas. And so in your book, you say, and I think this is a direct quote, but illness, hereditary factors, and weaknesses stem from energetic malfunctions to the original body blueprint. And then you go on to say that healing is aligning our consciousness with our original divine blueprint. And I just think that idea is incredibly cool. So can you tell us a little bit about what our original divine blueprint is and where it came from?
Oh, absolutely. I love this because when we were created, initially created, God has formed and created man. So he has the etheric blueprint for us. And it's always perfect in the heart and mind of God. And God holds this as perfect. So our original divine blueprint as a physical man and a physical woman is constantly being outpictured within the heart and mind of God. We wouldn't exist if it wasn't for that. So because we may have existed for eons and eons and eons of time, because we certainly existed before this physical life, whether you believe you've lived in different worlds, different lives before, or whether you've come straight from heaven, it doesn't matter. The fact is that we existed before this life. So when we were born, our souls blueprint, our etheric design, is imprinted through conception, and our physical body then becomes starts to grow. We have an energetic matrix where our cells and the pattern of our true divine design, created from the heart and mind of God, is always there. But because of our past experiences and because of the way that we have maybe thought, believed, whenever we felt we've separated from God, our life force energy, our kind of spiritual energy would have depleted, would have been compromised. So then we are compromising our etheric design. So when we are being created in our parents' womb, then our limitations that we've brought with us will begin to manifest within our mother's womb. So this is what happens when our spiritual DNA and our physical DNA knit together, merge together, and combine together. So we are body and soul as one. So whenever we then choose to heal, whenever we decide to heal, and when we believe and know that God always holds the true pattern of the whole and healthy and perfect pattern of our original divine design, we know that we can heal all our past life traumas or all our traumatic experience or our current health issues in this life by realigning with our original divine blueprint. And you do this through prayer, through energy medicine techniques, through inner work, through meditation, through contemplation, through developing and deepening your relationship to God. We can heal and we can realign with our perfect original divine blueprint.
Well, I think, you know, and I'm so glad that you go through that in the book because it adds so much depth and understanding to why these frequencies, why working with the angels and using them to help you as connect with that divine blueprint. It makes so much more sense now. You know what I mean? It adds a lot of meaning and context to kind of see, okay, so I'm working with these beautiful divine celestial beings, but how is that working? And maybe it's kind of strange that we need to have that logical, rational mind to kind of explain that to us, but it really, it helped me integrate the ideas of the working with the frequencies and working with the angels, and then how that healing actually happens.
Oh, that's brilliant, because we've always got help every time. Like I said before, we hardly ever ask. We've got so much divine spiritual assistance on hand for us if we only decided to maybe ask for help. Some people would have like a chronic headache, and then they will just reach for the tablets without maybe praying and asking and receiving divine light and divine assistance and divine help, or even putting their hands on their head and asking God to send his love and heal them. There's so much we can do to help ourselves if we only ask. And there's divine frequencies for every single thing you can think of, not just for health issues, but for life issues like prosperity. Everybody is open to more prosperity if they only asked and realigned with God's abundance. It's our thoughts, our limiting thoughts, our limiting beliefs, and our actions that do not align with the greater good that holds us back. But when we move into realignment with God's divine abundance, and we believe and know that we're always provided for, then we are creating a divine space to receive. And it's not just to receive financial prosperity, but to receive opportunities, to receive doors opening for you, to receive ideas and inspiration. We can receive so much help if we just pray and ask for assistance. You would be amazed.
Well, that's kind of the next thing I wanted to ask you about, is the divine power of prayer. And we spoke a little bit about how sometimes people don't, you know, the religion aspects get involved with God. But I think, and you kind of just touched on it, that sometimes we feel like we can't pray because we don't deserve, whether it's deserve to be able to speak to God or deserve to be healed, or that there's just, we've created such mind-made separation between us and the divine. So I just wanted you to speak, because I know you speak very passionately in the book about prayer, and give us a little advice on how we can pray.
This is one of my most important subjects, and this is certainly what helped me with my line of work, with my writing. I always pray before I write that God's power flows through me and is in alignment and agreement with the divine and for the greatest good of humanity. Because what you pray for, you receive. And it is important to pray and to make prayer a part of your daily life. You do not have to associate prayer with religion if you're not religious. And if you are religious, then prayer can also be a big part of your religion. Prayer is for anybody. Anybody in this world can pray. And it doesn't need to be a formal prayer, but there are certain prayers that, when said, evoke great spiritual power. One of the most important prayers is to acknowledge your own divine authority within you. So they are decrees. They are decreeful prayers. When you acknowledge your own divine authority, what you are doing is acknowledging that you are not separate from God, but you are connected and are a part of God. But even God is within us and he's without us. So when you're using your divine authority, you are connecting to a part of you that is greater than yourself alone. So you are tapping into the universal source. You are tapping into the divine power. But you are saying, I am a part of God. I have divine authority. I can overcome this health issue. I will overcome this debt. I will, you know, I will lend and not borrow. Now, that's quoted from religion. But again, this is just to give you examples that you can achieve anything when you realign with your own divine authority. A lot of people don't believe they're worthy enough. A lot of people feel that they've got to ask people outside of themselves or God outside of themselves when God is within them. When you pray and you use your own divine authority, you're actually lighting up yourselves. You're filling up yourselves with divine light because you're acknowledging that you are part of a higher power. It's just waking up, reawakening, awakening to remember who you are. And they're very, very powerful prayers. And if you use that to say, I will, you know, today I'm going to use my divine authority to overcome this addiction, to overcome this problem I'm currently experiencing, as well as asking for God's holy angels to help us with specific things. But one of the things that we must do is to always say, for the greatest and highest good, because angels will never, ever interfere in our lives for any kind of of issue that would cause harm to another soul. They are not interested in getting involved in anything that would cause harm to another soul.
It just reminds me when we say things like, when the president will end his speech and God bless America. And you say in your book that God doesn't choose sides. He doesn't decide that one country is more worthy of you know, love and divine guidance than any other country. But it's kind of funny. And I think that that also speaks to separation and feeling separate from our fellow man. And that's probably a whole other conversation. But I like the idea of so it is okay to pray for people as long as it's, yeah, it's for sure in their highest good.
Absolutely. One of the best things we can ever do is to pray for another, but you don't interfere with their free will. So you always ask that God's work or the angels work in their life for that person's greatest good, because you're not interfering with that person's life lessons or free will. And if that person is open to receive healing because they've learned what they need to learn, or they've overcome what they needed to, or even if there is no lesson that they needed to experience and they just want to heal, when you say for their greatest good, you are unleashing very powerful divine healing power in their life, because you're doing it from a neutral point of view where you are not opposing your will on that person. And it's amazing. I'll give you a really quick example here. My previous accountant in the UK, texted and asked if I would please pray for her father. She had been doing it because her father was in hospital and overcoming trauma. He had been hiccuping a lot, constant hiccuping, and it just wouldn't stop. So I pray, and I knew this was to do with shock, because the shock of going through the operation in his 80s, you know, it is traumatic to the body. So I asked God to please work, and you have to be specific. And, you know, even though God knows everything, you have to be specific with what you're asking. And I asked God to please to heal and stop the hiccups for his greatest and highest good. I understood that it was the shock and the trauma of his, it's like I'm having a personal conversation with God, but through prayer, and asking that God's love and God's power be sent there for his greatest and highest good. And I prayed this about 3 times that day, and it had been going on for a long time, a good 3 or 4 days. And the next night it stopped. So the next day it stopped. You've got to be specific in your prayers.
Well, there's a lot of New Age thought about how we shouldn't ask for things, because that puts out the energy of wanting. So I want to talk, when we get back, how we co-create and manifest with our angels, a thing you call celestial alchemy. We'll return here on Entanglement Radio in just a minute.
Bringing you the best of the conscious minds in the world. Om Times Radio, your conscious lifestyle on steroids.
Do you have time to read that inspiring book or that blog post you've been meaning to get to? In your busy world, how do you improve yourself and keep your life going? I'm Lisa Kay, and my Between Heaven and Earth radio show can transform your life just by listening. Be uplifted with inspiring topics, positive stories, and ideas that really work. Between Heaven and Earth Radio is conscious living for your soul, every Wednesday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time.
Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community. Simone Millicis would like you to know that business can be fun, which is why she wrote the book, Joy of Business. What if you could have the joy of business rather than the stress and struggle? Most of the time, the only thing stopping you from a thriving business is you. In the Joy of Business book, Simone gives you access consciousness tools and pragmatic ways to get out of your own way and to create the business, life, and living you know is possible and beyond what this reality says is achievable. Business is joy. It's creation. It's generative. It can be the adventure of living. You can purchase your copy of the book through Amazon or Joy of Business website, www.accessjoyofbusiness.com.
Great. Greetings, fellow soul travelers. This is Dr. Amelia Kemp with OM Times Radio. If you've been stressed mentally or emotionally, then join me on Sundays at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for the From Psychotherapy to Sacred Therapy show, where you'll learn you're not sick, you're sacred. And by aligning with the soul is what makes you whole.
Bringing a more conscious lifestyle to your world. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
All right, we are back here in the last segment where we like to bring it on home. It's brought to you by Hestia Health. You can find out more about Hestia Health going to hestiahealth.com, creating calm minds, open hearts, and inspired lives. So, before the break, I had mentioned that a lot of New Age philosophy says that you shouldn't ask for things, that when you ask for things, you put it out the energy of wanting. And so in your prayer, you should just say thank you, like you already have it. And you actually have a whole chapter in your book on what you call celestial alchemy. And that's how we can work with our angels to co-create our lives. So tell us a little bit more about that.
I love this chapter, Celestial Alchemy. The angels are working on behalf of a higher power, a divine power, working on behalf of God. So when we reach out to a higher power, we are co-creating. So when we co-create with in alignment with divine love, for not only our greater good, but for the greatest good of all humanity or anyone else that our maybe dreams, desires, and requests affect, then we are using divine alchemy, celestial alchemy. We're in the power of co-creation. We're using our own divine authority and we're merging it with a higher power. And that is when you get the most amazing results.
Because one of the things, and you mentioned the book, The Secret, very briefly in your book, is that it seemed to be devoid of any connection to the divine. It was just like, I want this. How do I create what I want? Even if it was a very superficial asking. And so that I enjoy this so much more because it, I think it really does speak to how things are manifested. And you say in our book, or in your book, that we are constantly manifesting all the time. It's just whether we're doing it consciously or unconsciously. And I think that having that connection to divine truth and divine love just brings, more meaning to it. It seems to ring truer for me than just, okay, I'm just going to put it out there that I want a new Ferrari or something.
Exactly, because that there is nothing wrong with anybody wanting to improve any aspects of their life. But here's the key, and it's really important. Even for anybody who've read The Secret, and they will find that they can maybe do it till the cows come home. For some people, they'll manifest easy. For others, they don't. It is all about building the divine light within us, evolving our soul, spiritual growth and inner work. So it's working on our beliefs, our thoughts, our emotions. It's working on our spiritual awareness and our power, the understanding of who we are. And when we align with divine love, when you bring love and joy and peace and harmony and gratitude and sincerity, and when you are a blessing to somebody else, you will empower your own creativity. So you've got such deep creative power within you, and you will expand and empower your own creativity to be able to create specific things in your life. So it's more than asking, it's actually participating through your conscious awareness of how you speak, act, and think and believe. Through your conscious awareness of that, you will build light. Light equals power. The more light you have in your soul, the more creative power you express. And that is the secret to creativity. And even when you ask the archangels and your guardian angels to deliver divine light to you, to build divine light within your soul, that is immensely powerful because you're expanding God's power. Now, you have to be able to hold that light, because sometimes you might call on the light and you haven't got enough power within you to hold it, because you maybe your thoughts, your beliefs, your emotions, your behaviors maybe do not align as healthy as they should with divine love. So the more we move into realignment with God, the stronger our power becomes.
Well, I like to leave my listeners with something that they can do today to connect with, you know, the conversation that I've had with my guests. And so I was wondering if you could leave us with an exercise or a prayer or something for to help us connect to our guardian angels.
Absolutely. One of the best things we can do to increase our spiritual power, to become more, because our guardian angels are already connected, they're already there, but for us to consciously receive their love, their light, their, you know, for us to consciously feel them and to be connecting to them more, we simply send a mental intention asking them to draw close to us. So we would ask, and the best, one of the best things you can do is to ask them to draw close to you and to please give me a tangible sign that you have heard my request. You only need to do this and your beautiful guardian angel will be impressing your nervous system and your energy with their divine love. Whether you feel this or not as a heat or a flush of love or just an instant knowing that they're with you or an intuitive feeling, it doesn't matter if you receive, if you feel nothing at all, but they will be there. However, the tangible sign that they will leave for you will be most likely, and it's the most universal sign of all, a white feather. Now you'll be able to find this feather within hours or a couple of days of asking, but when you see it, you will know it's for you, or you will receive an angel sign of some kind, whether it be a song on the radio or whether you see a statue of an angel or watch a film about angels. They will make their presence known to you when you ask, consciously ask them to come into your life. But I just want to say a really quick prayer that's going to help to increase your power, your creative power, because when you increase this, you will align more closely to a higher power. So it's just a really quick prayer, and it's from my book, and I'm just going to quickly read it out. I ask that my soul truly remember its perfect divine origin and heritage within every cell of its spiritual DNA. I now recall my innate radiant joy back into my consciousness so that my spiritual creative power can bloom. I ask this be for my greatest and highest good and for the greatest and highest good of all. Thank you, God. Thy will be done. Amen. And that prayer spoken over all of your listeners now is going to help bring God's creativity and power within to their soul.
Well, that's the thing. I had mentioned this earlier in the program, but there are so many exercises and prayers and decrees, and there's just so many things throughout the book for common ailments, for connecting with specific angels, all of those things. So it's just a fantastic resource from that regard. I want to give you the opportunity now. We're not in a huge rush or anything, but I want to give you the opportunity now to share where people can find their book, find your book, and where they can connect with you.
Thank you. Yes, my book's available in all on Amazon, in all Barnes and Noble stores, in bookshops worldwide. Also, you can visit my website, which is joannebrocas.com, B-R-O-C-A-S, and all of my books are available on my website, plus information on workshops and courses and events. I actually have an angel medicine course, online course, that just now that is working in alignment and in companionship with my new book. And there'll be information and exercises. And there's plenty of free articles as well to help people with their healing work on my website. So please do come and visit and take a look. And if you want to email me, you'll find the contact information on there as well.
Well, Joanne, I just want to thank you so much for being on the program today. I know I have to read a book a week for this show, but I already have dog-eared a bunch of exercises that I want to get to after the show, so I have the opportunity to work through them, because there's abundance. So I want to thank you so much for the work that you do and for being on the program with us today.
Oh, thank you. I've really enjoyed it, and it's been my pleasure. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. All right. Well, as I mentioned at the beginning of the show, coming up next week, we have Dr. Brant Courtwright, and he wrote a really interesting book called The Neurogenesis Diet. And, you know, even when I was going to university, we had talked about they said that neurogenesis wasn't really possible. And now we're finding that you can build new neurons by walking and through good nutrition and through meditation, through all sorts of different ways. So we're going to be exploring our potential with brain expert Dr. Brant Courtwright next week. I'm really excited about that. It's one of my favorite topics as well. Again, I just want to say a congratulations to LV. She is the winner of our hashtag Entanglement Radio contest. So if you would like to get in on that and win a intuitive reading with myself, then you just need to go to Twitter and just write something, say, hey, I'm a listener, or I really enjoyed your conversation last week with so-and-so, hashtag Entanglement Radio. And if you are not on Twitter, you can always go to my Facebook page at Hestia Health and Entanglement Radio and just do the same thing there. And then I take those names and I put them in a hat and I draw a winner every month. I have told you a few weeks in a row about this. I have started a new project called Fertile Light, and it's really about sharing creativity. It's about sharing art and creation, and whether that's poetry or a recipe, or I've had some an artist this week that I'm going to tell you about. I just want to find ways to share this. I think we spend a lot of too much time in our brains and in our rational mind, and I just really think that we need a surge of creativity and to steep in one another's creative juices. So if you have a submission that you would like, you can send that to fertilelight@hestiahealth.com, and I put up new posts and submissions every few days. Last week we had Dan Rama, and he is a visionary artist. He had a near-death experience and woke up with this crazy compulsion for art. And I just want to also mention that my conscious weight loss program is starting on Monday. I still have a few spots left. I'm starting intuitive readings next week for that. If you want to find out more, you can go to my website at hestiahealth.com. Coming up next is Claire Johnston with Equilarium FM. This is Angela Lavesh wishing you love and light. I'll see you next week.